And speaking of Mary, of course, we're getting ready for the beautiful feast day, the Immaculate Conception, coming up on Friday. Much more on that as we go through the week. In fact, let's take a look at that right now. And Mary as a model for so many of us, because we know so many of you consecrate your lives to Mary. Father Carl Pieper joining us live from Philadelphia, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association. Hello, Father Carl.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing. Did you vote in that Father Rocky poll? What's more popular in your Catholic book, if it's the Rosary or the Memorare? It's a tie in mine.
I know. I voted twice.
Which only Catholics can do, okay? In any other way, that's you probably
right.
Don't want to do that.
Well, I say both, so how can you, you know, which is more popular?
Exactly.
It's like saying, do you like Jesus Christ or do you like the second son of the Trinity?
Well, there you go.
I like them both, really.
Right, exactly. But it points to the fact that
month, huh?
Yeah. Mary is our model. We got this beautiful month.
Yes. It's just full of wonderful celebrations of our life. We always think it's somebody else's life. We think it's Mary's life. And, oh, Mary, she had a head start on everybody. Baloney. Of course she didn't. The Immaculate Conception is really a demonstration, again, of God's love for us, for all of humanity. Mary represented all of humanity, all of us. And so he says, now listen, you blew it in the Garden of Eden. Now let's try it again. Do you love me? Do you want me to come into your life? And Mary, of course, comes back in the Annunciation and says, yes. And so that's what it's all about. God loves us first. Gives us that we're born and we get baptism, we get love immediately in that orientation to God. And that's what Mary is really symbolizing and signifying for us, huh? And so there's really three things I always say about Mary: prayer, action, and silence. Silence. You see, so we have her prayer all the time, the great prayer, the Magnificat, where she tells us, you know, how great it is all God in her life. There's nothing about Mary in her life. If you read all of Scripture and all the meditations and all the fathers and all the things, they can't tell you anything about Mary's particular personality, like she loved fudge, or she was a very brazen woman or something. You know, none of that stuff, because everything she does and says is about God. And that's why she's a model. That's what we're trying to do. And of course, they would say, well, you find that in the Son of God. Well, of course you do. Mary raised him, first of all, and secondly, she models him, which is the great mystery in our life. How do we have a Savior inside us that we can take and give to the world? It's just amazing, because in giving to the world, we're giving ourselves modeled and formed in the form of Jesus Christ. We're going to give that to others, all that we seek, you see, and that's the action. Mary was a woman of action. You know, she's told, you're going to be the mother of God on earth, and you're going to make the second son, or the second person of the Blessed Trinity, incarnate, huh? And so, and you said yes, so praise God, and let's be on. And so your cousin's pregnant. So she says, great, I'll go see her. You know, she doesn't take on any kind of, ooh, I'm going to tell everybody I'm going to be the mother of God. None of that goes on. And maybe some would say, well, because she wasn't really married, she was still betrothed and all. But it doesn't make any matter. You see, first thing she does is action. Who needs help? My cousin Elizabeth needs help. She's elderly. She's with child. Off she goes, you see. And then she gets there, says this beautiful, beautiful prayer, and then she goes silent. Mm. And all of a sudden the nativity happens. Silence. And she takes all these things. How many times do we, and you can look at it at your own life, John and Glenn, you know, we cry out to God and we're angry with God, or we don't understand God, and why? And I could be very specific. My sister died in September. Why, God, why? You see, but not Mary. Just quiet. Okay, this happened. How can I praise God, and just be with what is happening. Why? Because she knows and she believes and she experiences grace in her life that beyond everything I can imagine or know, God has a bigger, greater plan. And I think she brings that home in her silence and in her prayer. It's just wonderful, you know, and I invite our viewers and everyone to think about silence in your life. Doesn't mean you're not angry at God. Of course you can be angry at God, but you can also be silent and put these things in. Why did Jesus run away from her in the temple, for God's sakes? She could have really been upset with that. In fact, she kind of expressed it. She says, "Son,
sure.
Our hearts have been crying." And then he says, "Well, I have to be about my Father's business." And her response, she puts it quietly in her heart and just is quiet and prays and meditates over this. And so I think we have a great model here. I think this is part of the reason why those who do not like Mary or do not have devotion to Mary kind of fear or go away from her. She's too much the model. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
What you're saying, because also, and it's interesting, I was having this conversation with someone who walked away from his faith, identifies himself as an agnostic, but still has great belief and devotion to Mary, which is interesting because here's this mother of God, here is the mother of God, our spiritual mother, who is on the radar of not only believers, but agnostics and everybody in between. The power of our spiritual mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, what we're talking about this morning with Father Carl Pieber, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association. Tell us about your devotion to Mary in your life. Have you consecrated your life to Mary? Our Catholic Order of Foresters studio line is 888-914-9149. Love to share your stories, your devotion to Mary on the air at 888-914-9149. The time is 12 minutes after the hour. This is our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. We're able to bring you regular programming based on your generosity to Relevant Radio in the past, and so we'll just have these very brief interruptions to ask for your support. Matched 100%, a 100% match right now. The number to call for your donation is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your opportunity to join the family and create a miracle moment like this on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.